It is November 2nd, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Martin Mossbacher, the former Intermarket Communications principal who sold his firm to Lansons, has joined Cognito as a senior advisor. Mossbacher is a longtime JLN friend who represented many leading financial service players and hired and mentored dozens of public relations professionals serving the financial services community throughout his career. Welcome back, Martin. SIFMA is holding a listed options symposium on November 9th at etc.venues, 360 Madison Avenue, New York, New York, from 9:15 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. After a welcome from SIFMA's Managing Director, Equity and Options Market Structure, Ellen Green, Cboe Global Markets' Henry Schwartz will give a keynote address to kick things off. We mentioned this yesterday, but Henry deserves a second plug as he is always interesting, and as you can see from below, options trading is doing rather well. Options trading at the U.S. options exchanges was robust in October. OCC reported that year-to-date average daily volume through October 2022 was 41.1 million contracts, up 5.6% compared to year-to-date average daily volume through October 2021. Total volume was 910 million contracts, up 10.2% compared to October 2021, and the fifth highest month in OCC history. You can find the complete OCC volume recap with a link in today's newsletter. Here's looking at you, kid. According to Bloomberg, Belgrade has turned into the new Casablanca for Russians seeking haven from Putin. This could be the start of a beautiful friendship. Poland is building its version of the Maginot Line, but is using a barbed wire fence along its border with Russia. Not sure how well that will work, except to keep the wildlife from moving across the border. The U.S. and Securities Exchange Division of Examination seeks to hire a senior officer / chief counsel located in Washington, D.C. You can check out the position with a link in today's newsletter. Cognito CEO Sebastian Ceria was honored with the Alumni Achievement Award at the Carnegie Mellon University Alumni Association's Award 2022. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our MarketsWiki Education short of the day is Steve Woodyatt, Blurring the Buy and Sell Sides. Over the last 10 years, the buy and sell sides have undergone drastic shifts due to two main factors, unbundling and fragmentation. In this talk from MarketsWiki Education's London event, Steve Woodyatt, CEO of DataWiri, discusses these two phenomena. You watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Financial Times and Robin Wigglesworth. The volatility laundering, return manipulation, and phony happiness of private equity. Are investors the mark or in on it? The widening performance gap between public and private markets is a huge topic these days. Investors are often seen as the gormless dupes falling for the return manipulation of cunning private equity tycoons. But what if they are co-conspirators? That's what a new paper from three academics from the University of Florida argues. Based on nearly two decades worth of private equity real estate funds data, Blake Jackson, David Ling, and Andy Naranjo conclude that private equity fund managers manipulate returns to cater to their investors. My comment, another must-read Robin Wigglesworth piece. Here's the press release from Cognito. Martin Mosbecker joins Cognito as senior advisor. Appointments bolsters Cognito's financial technology and sustainability expertise in the U.S. and internationally. Martin Mosbecker, who co-founded Intermarket in New York and led the agency for four decades, most recently as president of Lanson's Intermarket, has become a senior advisor of Cognito, the specialist international financial services consultancy. Mosbecker will principally act as an advisor to Cognito and its growing U.S. team as it continues to deepen its presence and capabilities in the U.S. market for financial services communications. My comment. They should have given Martin the title of very senior advisor. I mean, he has earned it. Here's a story from Cognito. The Cognito Hedge, redesigning commodities risk management. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, well, you might find you get what you need. Jagger/Richards. If you're a commodity hedger, futures markets seem pretty broken right now. It's not that the futures markets aren't liquid, they are. It's not that participation isn't diverse, it's more diverse than it's ever been. The problem is that futures markets and the underlying market are often no longer sufficiently price correlated for the hedges to undertake the function that they're supposed to fulfill. My comment, we will interview Clive at Expo to find out more about this. Here's a story from the Washington Post. U.S. workers have gotten way less productive. No one is sure why. Employers across the country are worried that workers are getting less done, and there's evidence that they're right to be spooked. In the first half of 2022, productivity, the measure of how much output in goods and services an employee can produce in an hour, plunged by the sharpest rate on record going back to 1947, according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The productivity plunge is perplexing because productivity took off to levels not seen in decades when the coronavirus forced an overnight switch to remote work, leading some economists to suggest that the pandemic might spark longer-term growth. It also raises new questions about the shift to hybrid schedules and remote work, as employees have made the case that flexibility helped them work more efficiently. It comes at a time when quiet quitting, doing only what's expected and no more, is resonating, especially with younger workers. My comment, not true at JLN. No commute does not mean more naps for everyone, though my coworkers here in the home office, Indy and Bella, seem to take a lot. Here's a story from the Associated Press. Officials, Saudis tell U.S. that Iran may attack the kingdom. Saudi Arabia has shared intelligence with American officials that suggest Iran could be preparing an imminent attack on the kingdom, three U.S. officials said Tuesday. The heightened concerns about a potential attack on Saudi Arabia come as the Biden administration is criticizing Tehran for its crackdown on widespread protests and condemning it for sending hundreds of drones as well as technical support to Russia for its use in its war in Ukraine. My comment, perfect time to attack when the U.S. and the Saudis are not getting along. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was the Financial Times. Former Deutsche Bank trader seeks to overturn spoofing conviction about James Vorley, who was a London-based trader of precious metals futures. Second was a tie between Bloomberg's The Accountant Shortage Threatens Capitalism's Future and the job opening for a director operations and NYSE Institute at ICE on LinkedIn. Third was CFTC staff recommends rejecting Kalshi's U.S. election contracts, Bloomberg, from CoinDesk. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first from Bloomberg. The headline, Vanguard to test giving retail investors more voting power. Index fund behemoth to roll out pilot program early next year. Asset managers' power over proxy voting faces greater scrutiny. Vanguard Group is planning a trial to give retail clients more say over how their shares are voted at corporate meetings, as large money managers' influence over hot-button issues face mounting scrutiny. Instead of making decisions exclusively on its own, Vanguard will give individual investors in several equity index funds more options about how their shares are voted, the Valley Forge, Pennsylvania-based company said Wednesday in a statement. It will begin testing the strategy early next year. And then here's another story from Bloomberg. There are two Americas when it comes to ESG. Chicago's decision to dump fossil fuel investments is the latest sign of the ideological divide that's splitting the country. Add the Chicago Teachers Pension Fund to the list of groups taking a stand on the climate crisis. The Windy City's retirement fund said it plans to sell all $350 million of its fossil fuel holdings by the end of 2027, or invest enough in clean energy to fully offset its stakes in oil, gas, and coal. The decision by the third biggest U.S. city is the latest sign of the ideological divide that's sweeping the country's public retirement system. While legislators in states like Texas and Florida actively punish asset managers, banks, and companies that make business decisions based on environmental, social, and governance factors, their counterparts in states like Maine, Illinois, and California are taking the opposite approach. And then here's a story, also from Bloomberg. A mark-to-market massacre is claiming a $10 trillion market, a painful moment for bond portfolios. Investors with exposure to corporate bonds are facing sticker shock on their portfolios this year. This illustrative portfolio is down 34% this year, meaning a $1 million investment made in January is now worth just $651,194. That eclipses the circa 17% decline in the S&P 500 in the same time frame. The portfolio contains 30 bonds covering 10 major sectors ranging from technology to utilities, energy, and financials. They're all rated investment grade by major credit rating agencies. There's no junk here, and the vast majority were trading near 100 cents to the dollar as of early January. Thank you for listening to the John Lothia News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothia newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothianews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.